Welcome to GCSE Geography Unlocked, your go-to revision podcast for exam success. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most fascinating topics on the OCR geography specification, river landscapes. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode has everything you need. We'll cover the key processes, the landforms they create, flood management strategies, and, crucially, exactly what OCR examiners are looking for when they mark your answers. Let's get started. Section 1, Core Concepts. The river as a system. First things first, OCR wants you to think about rivers as systems. That means inputs, processes, and outputs all working together. The key inputs are precipitation and the material that enters the river, called the load. The processes are what the river does to that material: erosion, transportation, and deposition. And the outputs? Those are the landforms you can see. Valleys, waterfalls, meanders, floodplains. Now, let's talk about the four processes of erosion, because this is where candidates lose marks every single year. You need to know all four, and you need to use them precisely. Hydraulic action is the sheer force of water hitting the bed and banks of the river. Think of it as water pressure. It's especially powerful in the upper course, where the river has high energy and is flowing fast over a steep gradient. Abrasion, sometimes called corrasion, is where the river uses its load like sandpaper, scraping and grinding against the bed and banks. This is the most powerful form of erosion and is responsible for deepening river channels. Attrition is where the particles of load, the rocks and sediment, knock against each other as they're carried along, breaking down into smaller, rounder, smoother pieces. This is not the river eroding its banks. Attrition is particle on particle. This is the most common mix-up in exams, so burn that distinction into your memory. And finally, solution, also called corrosion, is where slightly acidic river water dissolves soluble rocks like limestone and chalk. It's a chemical process, not a mechanical one. Now, transportation. The river carries its load in four ways. Traction is where large boulders are rolled along the river bed. Saltation is a bouncing movement for smaller pebbles. Suspension is where fine particles like silt and clay are carried within the water itself. This is what makes rivers look brown after heavy rain. And solution is where dissolved minerals are carried invisibly within the water. Deposition happens when the river loses energy and can no longer carry its load. Energy decreases when the gradient flattens, when discharge drops, or when the river meets the sea. The heaviest particles are deposited first. Boulders and pebbles, and the finest particles like silt are deposited last. Section 2, landforms of the upper, middle, and lower course. Let's walk down the river from source to mouth and look at the landforms along the way. In the upper course, the river has high energy but a small volume of water. The gradient is steep, so vertical erosion dominates. The river cuts downwards. This creates V-shaped valleys with interlocking spurs. The valley sides are steep because mass movement, soil creep, slumping, brings material down from the slopes. The river winds around the hard, resistant rock outcrops. Those are your interlocking spurs. Waterfalls form where a band of hard rock, the cap rock, overlies softer rock. Here's the step-by-step formation you must know for the exam. First, the river flows over the hard cap rock and onto the softer rock below. Hydraulic action and abrasion erode the softer rock more quickly, undercutting the hard cap rock and creating a notch. As the notch deepens, the hard cap rock is left overhanging with no support. Eventually, the overhang collapses into the plunge pool below. The plunge pool is deepened further by abrasion. The collapsed boulders swirl around, grinding the bed. Over time, this process repeats, and the waterfall retreats upstream, leaving behind a steep-sided gorge of recession. A brilliant UK example is High Force on the River Tees in County Durham. It drops 21 meters over a band of Winsill dolerite, with the gorge stretching about 800 meters downstream. Moving into the middle course, lateral erosion becomes more important. The river starts to widen its valley rather than just deepen it. This is where meanders develop, and this is a topic where candidates regularly drop marks by not mentioning the thalweg. The thalweg is the line of fastest flow within the river channel. In a straight channel, the thalweg runs down the center, but any slight bend in the river causes the thalweg to swing towards the outer bank of that bend. At the outer bank, velocity is highest, so erosion is greatest. Hydraulic action and abrasion undercut the bank, creating a steep river cliff. Meanwhile, on the inner bank, velocity is lowest, so the river deposits its load, building up a gently sloping slip-off slope, also called a point bar. This differential erosion and deposition causes the meander to become more pronounced over time. The meander migrates downstream, and the neck, the narrow strip of land between the two sides of the bend, gets narrower and narrower. During a flood, the river may cut through the neck, taking the shorter, more direct route. The old meander loop is cut off and sealed by deposition, forming an oxbow lake. Over time, the oxbow lake dries up and becomes a crescent-shaped depression called a meander scar. In the lower course, the river has the greatest discharge and the lowest gradient. Lateral erosion and deposition dominate. The wide, flat floodplain is built up by repeated flooding. Each time the river floods, it deposits a thin layer of alluvium, the fine, fertile silt that makes floodplains ideal for farming. Levees form along the riverbanks, natural embankments built up by repeated deposition of the coarsest material closest to the channel during floods. At the mouth, where the river meets the sea, an estuary or delta may form. In the UK, estuaries are more common. The Thames estuary is a classic example. Section 3, Flood Management, Hard and Soft Engineering. Now let's turn to flood management, which is worth a significant chunk of marks in OCR geography, particularly in the longer assess and evaluate questions. Flooding occurs when a river's discharge exceeds its bankfill capacity. Physical causes include prolonged or intense rainfall, snowmelt, and impermeable geology. Human causes include urbanization, which increases surface runoff and reduces lag time, deforestation, and building on floodplains. Hard engineering involves building physical structures to control the river. The key examples you must know are dams and reservoirs, which store water and regulate discharge. The Clwydog Dam on the River Severn is a great UK example, built in 1968 to regulate flow and reduce flooding downstream. Flood walls and embankments, which raise the channel capacity. The Thames Barrier in London is the world's second largest movable flood barrier, protecting over 125,000 properties. Channel straightening and deepening, which increases the velocity and capacity of the channel, and relief channels, which divert excess water around settlements. The Jubilee River is an 11.6-kilometer artificial relief channel completed in 2002 at a cost of £110 million, designed to protect Maidenhead, Windsor, and Eton from flooding on the River Thames. Soft engineering works with natural processes rather than against them. Key strategies include floodplain zoning, which prevents building on the floodplain. This reduces the risk and the cost of flood damage. Afforestation, which involves planting trees in the catchment to intercept rainfall and slow runoff. River restoration, which involves re-meandering straightened channels to slow the river and increase storage. Managed retreat, or washlands, where areas of land are deliberately allowed to flood to protect settlements downstream. And flood warning systems, which give people time to prepare and evacuate. When evaluating these strategies, an OCR will ask you to evaluate, you must consider social, economic, and environmental impacts. Hard engineering is often more immediately effective, but is expensive, can look ugly, may increase flood risk downstream, and can damage ecosystems. Soft engineering is generally cheaper, more sustainable, and better for the environment, but may be less immediately effective and requires long-term management. Section 4. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's get into the examiner's head. Here are the most common mistakes I see and how to avoid them. Mistake 1. Confusing attrition and abrasion. I cannot stress this enough. Abrasion is the river using its load to erode the bed and banks. Attrition is the load particles wearing each other down. In the exam, if you write the river erodes the bed by attrition, you will not get that mark. Mistake 2. Explaining meander formation without mentioning the thalweg or differential velocity. You must explain why erosion happens on the outer bank and deposition on the inner bank. The answer is velocity. The thalweg swings to the outer bank, increasing velocity and therefore erosion there. Mistake 3. Giving generic flood management details. If the question asks you to assess a flood management strategy, you need specific case study data. Don't write, they built a wall. Write the Thames Barrier, completed in 1982 at a cost of £534 million, protects 125,000 properties in London from tidal flooding. Mistake 4. Not using the process mechanism result change structure for formation questions. When explaining how a landform forms, always follow this sequence. Name the process, explain the mechanism by which it operates, state the result, and then describe how this changes over time. This structure is what separates level 2 from level 3 answers. For command words, describe means you tell the examiner what you can see. Use specific geographical terminology and give 2 or 3 developed points. Explain means you give reasons. Use connective language like this, causes, as a result, therefore. Assess means you must make a judgment about effectiveness or importance. Don't just describe, evaluate. To what extent means you need a balanced argument and a clear conclusion. For OS map questions, always refer explicitly to the map evidence, mention contour lines and their spacing to describe gradient, use 4 or 6-figure grid references, name specific features using the correct OS symbols. Section 5, Quick Fire Recall Quiz. Let's test your knowledge. I'll ask a question, pause, then give the answer. See how many you can get. Question 1, name the 4 processes of river erosion. The answers are hydraulic action, abrasion, attrition, and solution. Question 2, what is the Thalweg? The Thalweg is the line of fastest flow within the river channel. Question 3, what is the difference between a river cliff and a slip-off slope? A river cliff forms on the outer bank of a meander where erosion is greatest. A slip-off slope forms on the inner bank where deposition occurs. Question 4. Name one hard engineering and one soft engineering flood management strategy with a specific UK example of each. Hard engineering. The Jubilee River Relief Channel on the River Thames, completed in 2002 at a cost of £110 million. Soft engineering. Afforestation in the upper catchment of the River Severn. Question 5. What is an oxbow lake and how does it form? An oxbow lake is a crescent-shaped lake formed when a meander neck is cut through during a flood and the old loop is sealed off by deposition. Summary and sign-off? So to wrap up, rivers are systems that erode, transport, and deposit material to create distinctive landforms across the upper, middle, and lower course. The key processes, hydraulic action, abrasion, attrition, and solution, create features like V-shaped valleys, waterfalls, gorges, meanders, oxbow lakes, and floodplains. When managing flood risk, hard engineering offers immediate protection, but at high cost and environmental impact, while soft engineering is more sustainable but may be less immediately effective. To access Level 3 marks on OCR geography, you need specific case study data with names, dates, and figures, precise use of geographical terminology, a clear process mechanism result change structure for formation questions, and a supported judgment in evaluation questions. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. See you in the next episode of GCSE Geography Unlocked.